Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, your radio talk show host, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. A talk show of real people with real stories, real testimonies that will inspire you and me to moving forward into our breakthrough. So glad to have you today. Now we're going to move forward to inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough with Dr. Beverly L.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. Now, we are so excited to have you this morning. I want to tell you, though, a little bit about the broadcast. You see, Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough is a broadcast for all topics and guests that are designed to build and encourage our faith and to inspire each and all of us to continue to press in beyond the trials and the turbulence that insist on invading our daily lives. Now, faith is a process, and what helps us through the process is being able to listen to others, being transparent about their own lives, their own experience, and their own pain and victories. They're simply real people joining Dr. Bev, sharing real stories of pain and triumph. So I am, again, excited to have each and every one that is tuned into the broadcast today. We are not going to delay at all, because this, unlike the broadcast that I've had previously, this time I have a couple on the air with us this morning. Now, this couple has come together. They've been married now for 2 years. Little did they know that their marriage would bring forth a destiny together, a covenant for a time such as this. Our special guest today is Brooke and Gloria Smith. They're founders of Digital Media Partners Incorporated. Now, God gave Gloria a dream, a vision for the assignment of going digital for his kingdom. That is a conference and lecture series. Now, the mandate of this husband and wife team is simple, yet complex. They are here to awaken pastors and Christian leaders and Christian influencers in ministry and the business sector, or some call it the marketplace. Now, why is that? To extend further, deeper, to reach into disciples for the kingdom of God. Now, this is imperative, ladies and gentlemen, for a time such as this. Now, Brooke Smith is the chief executive officer and president of Digital Media Partners, using powerful speakers at the conferences. Christian leaders from the business sector and kingdom influencers, ladies and gentlemen, of the fivefold ministry. They're known nationwide and internationally to reach people in all sectors of life and to help people gain an understanding of digital and to minister to them as well, leaving all that attend equipped and fired up with the desire to touch souls, more people, and more effectively. Not just that. Professional praise and worship teams and the conference. Now, no, this is no regular company, nor is it a regular mandate. We must move beyond regular means to reach the lost in this new millennium by reaching out to the millennials. We must go digital. Now, if you'll join me, ladies and gentlemen, I would like so much to introduce to you the couple that I'm talking about. And this is Brooke and Gloria Smith. Brooke, Gloria, welcome to the broadcast. Are you there? Brooke, Gloria, are you on the air?
Now, for some reason, we're not hearing each other. Again, Brooke and Gloria, are you on the air? It looks like we are experiencing some technical difficulties. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put a commercial on real quick while we check into what is going on. Stand by.
It's time for a commercial break. Now, don't you go away. We'll be right back after the song on inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try once more. Now, Brooke and Gloria, are you there with us? You can hear me, but I cannot hear them. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to hang up and dial back in so that we can see what the problem is. In the meantime, while they're doing that, because they're telling me that they can hear me, but I cannot hear them. So what we are going to do is, while they're dialing back in, I'm going to read to you bio. It indeed is very impressive. Now, again, I've told you that Brooke C. Smith is the Chief Executive Officer, and he's the president of the company, Digital Media Partners. So, but prior to Digital Media Partners, prior to that, ladies and gentlemen, he was with Pacific Diversified LLC for 4 years, most recently as president of the United States operations, the U.S. operations. Now, he also served as president and chief executive officer of Financial Resources Incorporated. Mr. Smith has served on the board of directors of D.A. Hudson and Associates Incorporated. He has been praised by government leaders and numerous publications for his visionary strategy, his ability to drive an entrepreneurial culture, and his warm-hearted, straight-talking approach. Now, Mr. Smith, Brooke, has been awarded the President's Leadership Award by President Bill Clinton, and has been recognized by the United States Association of Former Members of Congress and recognized on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. Now, having been awarded the National Leadership Award, he has received numerous other awards, including the Volunteer of the Year Award from the Amateur Athletic Union. He has a Bachelor of Arts degree in communication from the University of Central Florida. So as you can see, He is indeed well equipped for what it is that God has selected this dynamic couple to do. Now, it is truly my hope and prayer that we are able to hear from them. Gloria, have we resolved this? Are you back? Can we hear you?
Yes, Dr. Bev, we're here.
Hello.
Well, I can't tell you how excited I am to hear both of your voices. Welcome. Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. Now, needless to say, we're not going to waste any more time. I've told them so much about you both. Gloria's had the privilege of being not only in business, but she's had the privilege, like many of us mothers have not, to basically be home raising her children. So she, too, brings a dynamic, powerful heart of love and management and organization to this dynamic company. So I've already told them, you two, that you've been married 2 years now. Gloria, can you briefly tell them about the vision that you had, the dream that you had that led to this whole thing?
You mean the original dream when I was a child or at the beginning of this event?
The dream that you had that prompted this company coming together. I believe you shared with me, you confirmed it with your pastor, whether it was truly a message from God.
In the beginning, it was very strange to be getting a message that was, I would say, not in the normal realm of receiving a message. It was a little unsettling at first because it kept coming, the same thing, the same vision, the number 1212. And after a while of seeing these numbers appear in various different forms, I figured that it really wasn't in the normal realm. It was something more supernatural. And I had to get a better understanding of what God was asking for me to do. And I was didn't feel like I was the person to do anything of this magnitude, but God kept telling me over and over again through these numbers that there was something that I needed to be doing.
What did those numbers have to do, though, with the dream that led to digital?
Well, in the beginning, Brooke and I prayed about what this numbers 1212 could possibly mean. And after a while of praying, it was given to us the vision that the first 12 had to do with discipleship, and the second 12 had to do with time. And with Brooke's background with digital media, we were told that the discipleship part of it, the first 12 had to be done using digital media, which was his background. And that's pretty much how it evolved from there, just knowing that that first 12 represented the Great Commission and to continue it through digital media.
Okay. So, Brooke, the two of you went to the pastor, and what did you say to him, and what did your pastor confirm?
We mentored with him several times, and we shared with him the visions that Gloria was receiving initially, and then I started to receive those same visions because we're together all the time. And so through that counseling and mentoring process, his admonition for us was that we would individually help churches through counseling and through consultation to develop a strategy of building up their new media and digital media tools so that they can be better disciples and more effective disciples within their communities. And almost comically, I suggested to him that there were 375,000 churches and that would take quite a doing. So we prayed more and more about it, and it came to fruition and came to light that rather than doing that individually church by church, that we would have those pastors and ministers and ministries come to us in one central location within a community. So as it evolved under his counsel and mentoring, we would go into a city and invite literally hundreds of churches within that city to come and participate in a one-day event where we talked about these new media tools.
You know, I'm amazed right now because this is the first time I heard that Gloria was sharing that the two of you, I know the two of you prayed about it. I remember you sharing that with me. But I wasn't aware that as you came together in partnership and coupleship and prayed about this, that the Lord started sharing visions with you too, Brooke, as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. When you're together every day, and even at times when we were not together, because prior to our marriage, we lived in two different cities, and he would share visions with me, not as frequently as he did with Gloria, but he would share visions. To give you an example, she said to me on the phone one day, when you next come to visit, why don't you plan on driving instead of flying? And so I looked up on Google Maps and I looked to see how far of a drive it was. And I was amazed. I dropped my computer. It was 741 miles. And if you add up 7, 4, and 1, that's 12. So when we spoke later on that day, I told her 741 equals 12, and she hung up on me.
So she was shocked. Yes, stunned.
Very so.
It was just one conversation.
You know, I've, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, oftentimes I've spoken about how numbers are very important to our Father. He speaks through numbers. Now, I have certainly met this couple because I am one of their speakers that so graciously get to speak at the conferences. And meeting Gloria, I can certainly understand why this vision was first imparted into her for her heart. She has such a heart of love and such a heart for people. But when I spoke to both of you, I remember you telling me, Brooke, that your pastor not only listened and counseled, but he supported you in this, did he not?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Financially, can you share that with our audience?
After we went through multiple mentoring and counseling sessions, and he first of all gave us the encouragement to begin, because that's the first process of anything, and probably the scariest step to take is to make that first step. And once you take the first step, the rest become easier and more natural to take. But it's really that leap of faith, and it was a true leap of faith to take that first step. Obviously, when we took that first step, we stayed counseling with him and mentoring with him, and he availed himself to us so that he could continue to give us some guidance and process. I think what you're referring to in the financial support came back much earlier as a seed in my life, probably about the middle 90s, when my pastor seeded a great deal of finance from the church into the vision that God had imparted in my life. And that was the seed that really took root in us to take this first step of this mission here today.
So there you have, ladies and gentlemen, they have the Lord imparted the vision, the dream into one and then the other and then consistently to them both. And they were seeded, not just at this time, but as they shared, their money was seeded, financials, consultation was seeded, time, energy, and building them and preparing them for this mission. Now, however, it has not been without bumps, has it?
No.
Let me chuckle. I remember talking to Gloria, ladies and gentlemen, because we're talking about Christians, Christian leaders, pastors, the marketplace, Christian influencers. Well, sometimes even in the Christian sector, our own, it can be quite difficult when it comes down to change. Gloria, you know, I know that
you were calling, that's one of the things that you do in the partnership. You call different pastors and so forth, and you would try to bring them on board to what you're doing and coming to the city. Now, what is one of the challenges that you face that touches your heart so hard?
It has got to be the gatekeeper to the pastor. That is my biggest challenge, is to get an understanding of why so many churches that I would speak with would have a policy of internal events only. They would have anything that was outside of the church's events, they would have to really scrutinize and look at. And for the most part, it was, if it wasn't an event that we sponsored, then we really don't have an interest in it. So there were these walls that were up that I didn't understand, because for us, it's the opposite. There are no walls in the kingdom. And for me to keep running into this sort of fortress type, I guess for lack of better words, having, no idea that was one of the problems, that would be one of the challenges, was to get the churches to understand that this mission is not about being isolated or being exclusive. It includes everybody. The kingdom is broad and wide, and it includes every single person on this planet, and everyone belongs to God. So why are the walls up? I just couldn't understand that.
Absolutely. Now, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, these are two people that God has given a vision to, multiple visions to. And when the Lord does that, you are mandated to move forward, which now makes you a forerunner. So here we talked about being in a millennium age. And if we're in a millennium age, then we are dealing with a generation of millennials. So business as usual is not business as usual. So it brings change. A forerunner brings change. And there are always obstacles to change. Now, they're not trying to take things away from the churches or pastors or Christian leaders. They're trying to give them avenues to expand far beyond the reach that they have today. Brooke, can you elaborate on that, please?
Absolutely. We did a lot of research before we even began. And some of the things that we found, the church refers to the millennials. In the secular world, similarly, they're called digital natives. And the digital natives are defined as people that are born 1980 or later. And with that framework, or with that definition, if you were to look at a congregation, a typical congregation in any town, USA, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to look at a congregation that is comprised perhaps 70%, 75% of those people that are right around that age of 35. Because at 35, you're looking at now people that are generally married, perhaps have young children, their careers are stabilizing, and they are members, strong members of your congregation. But yet the definitive definition of that group is digital natives, means that they were born into a digital world. And so the traditional methods of communication for them don't work. They don't pick up newspapers. They don't pick up magazines. They don't read books. Unless someone would think that our mission is just strictly Facebook and Twitter and how to use these types of things. That's a portion of it, because that's how so many of these digital natives and millennial generation communicate with one another. But it is also partnership with other organizations who are profoundly embedded in the technological world, like Faith Comes by Hearing, an organization that's been in existence for 40 years. Christian Vision, which just this year came to the United States after 25 years in Europe. they're profoundly using digital ministry to impact the world for Christ. So we would like to expose ministries to these strategies. All of these tools are free to ministries, churches, pastors, that they can use these tools to reach a further and broader scope. And it doesn't matter if that scope takes them halfway around the world or if it's within a 10-mile radius of their physical church.
Look how profound that is. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, having tools? We're talking about the airways here. The airways, which has been occupied by the enemies of God. Now, we have an opportunity to infiltrate those airways by using the tools available today to reach people, not just in our cities, our communities, in the state, nationwide, but around the world. And is that not what we are supposed to be doing? Spreading the gospel, the truth of the gospel, around the world. One of the things that Brooke had mentioned when I was talking to him and Gloria before was everyone has a cell phone. Everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, even homeless have cell phones. There are organizations available that can get them cell phones. This is the way we can reach the heart of people and give them the truth. Brooke, can you share with our audience some of the guests, the speakers that you have, the quality of praise and worship that you have, and how you and Gloria are setting up these conferences so that they can understand what they'll be seeing when they sign up to come in their city?
Absolutely. Well, one of your previous guests from a few weeks ago, Dr. Coy Barker, what a blessing. Dr. Barker was with us at a previous conference, and he said that for a time he would preach against Facebook until he realized the power of the tool, and he stopped preaching against it and decided to use it. And the analogy that he brought to this was, I don't understand how a little bit of water runs over a dam, and I can walk into a room and because of that water running over the dam, I can flip a switch and the lights come on. But I sure don't sit in the room in the dark waiting to figure it out before I flip the switch. Wow. So what a profound, profound revelation he had. But not only did he have the revelation, he's put it into amazing use. And by his own volition, he has seen thousands of souls saved through the power of Christ using digital media tools. Some of our other speakers include Matt Brown, who is an evangelist, the author of Awakening, who is very closely associated to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And Matt ministers via media tools, new media tools, to over 450,000 people every single day. And he is, of course, a millennial. Yourself. What a powerful voice you have as a psalmist, as a prophet, to share the word of God inspirationally, as well as the power of this medium that you use so profoundly. Will Mancini is a pastor, is a person who helps churches create their vision and understand their vision. Not every church has the same vision. And so the power of these tools have to match the vision of that church, and Will certainly helps them to develop that vision so that they are, if you will, branded to that vision. It's such a profound team of outstanding individuals. Sarin Backer, who is from the Pacific Northwest, who is the grudging and kicking and screaming user of some of these new media tools. She openly said, God, I don't want to use these tools. Don't call me to use these tools. Now she herself is a radio personality heard around the country, using the tools to share the gospel of Christ and impact souls. So it's an amazing team of people that so many more yet that have an amazing message of inspiration and of wisdom to build a strategy that will honor Christ.
And these are just a smidgen of the speakers that they have that have committed themselves to be a part of this amazing time and avenue to reach others. And Brooke, how can they reach you in Gloria? How can they reach you for questions if they're interested in consultation and to find out what is available in digital media?
Our website is www.goingdigitalforgod.com. They can reach us at info@vision12, and it's the word 12 spelled out, .com. Our office number is area code 915-231-6200. And I might add to that, too, that our presentation, our conference, is complemented by a wonderful concert in the evening.
And Dr. Bev, one of the most important reasons why we have the praise and worship is because it gives the pastors who attend these events a front row seat to the power of praise and worship when they are able to see, you know, firsthand this group of people worshiping through praise. And it is where God comes, and He is there when we're praising. And to give you an example of how powerful of a message it is for the pastors to see is to we have one example where we have the person who is ministering through praise and worship to have everyone in the room to hold up their cell phones. And as you said, everyone on the planet has one, right? And they are asked to text three words to everyone in their phone book. And those three words are digital for God. And, you know, the pastors or the people who are at these conferences, these events, can see the power of digital media. When you have a room full of people holding up a cell phone, and you know that each one of them has probably 100 or more people in their contacts, and they see that one phone call, that one text go to everyone times everyone in that room with a cell phone, and they get an idea of how many people were reached in one place with three words at the same time.
That is indeed powerful. I'm here to tell you that this is more than just a company doing business, and even more than just a company that is putting on conferences or lecture series or even concerts. This is a ministry. This couple has committed themselves to bring forth an avenue, a platform for people to come together to reach others, the discipleship, and build disciples to reach others, to bring them to Christ. Now, they're in multiple cities. They've just been in San Diego. They'll be in cities like Cleveland, Ohio, that's coming very quickly, I believe, the next week. We have Washington, D.C., Honolulu, Dallas, Seattle, Washington, Orlando, Florida, Los Angeles, Fort Lauderdale, Louisiana. They are in multiple cities throughout the end of the year, and who knows how many more in 2006 that are coming to your city. So make sure you go to the website at goingdigitalforgod.com. Again, that's goingdigitalforgod.com, and take a look to see if they are coming to your city. Now, he mentioned the phone number. If you have any questions on how it can benefit you, and that number, again, Brooke, can you give it to us once more?
Absolutely. It's area code 915-231-6200.
Okay, now you have that, and I'm sure you've written it down, but don't you worry. This broadcast is immediately saved in archives. You can listen to it once again and get all the nuggets that you need. But this is our future, and the future is Jesus Christ. So let's all come together and get the information out so that we can truly be an advocate in winning the loss. Now, we are once again at the end of the show. I thank you again for joining us here on Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with Dr. Beverly, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. I love you more. Brooke and Gloria, thank you for joining us from Going Digital for God's Kingdom, and I look forward to seeing you next week in Ohio. I love you both.